Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. This is the fan's voice. You know where to go to find us on the socials. It's at Q's Militia. If you don't, now you do. Go there, join the militia. We're the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a platform. You are here for one thing only, pretty much, and that is the Louisville pregame. They're going to be coming to the Dome Wednesday, February 20th. That game will be at 7 o'clock. We do have just some quick football news, Syracuse football news, and then we'll get into that. But first, if you're looking for tickets, boy, isn't it ironic that Tix Blitz is the official ticket provider for Armchair Media Network, and I can get you 5% off. Unlike other ticketing providers that sneak in the extra fees and unexplained service charges, at Tix Blitz, the price you see is the price you pay. Unnecessary fees shouldn't keep you from seeing the sporting event, a concert that you want to go to. Go to TixBlitz.com, enter the promo code Armchair at checkout to receive 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com, promo code Armchair. Tix Blitz, guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotions. I am just thrilled to help you out with that, because who doesn't need tickets to something?
Right.
Right, Joe? What do you what are you clicking on? Are you playing video games? What are you doing?
No. No, sir. I'm not playing video games.
Did you call me,
I'm
sir?
Loading up my computer, sir.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop one.
Call me sir, you weirdo. All right. No. Hey.
Sorry, sir.
There he is. So, some quick football news while it's in my head. Gabe Horan. Gabe Horan's first catch as a Syracuse Orangeman, or as a Syracuse Orange. That makes no sense. As a Syracuse Orangeman, was a touchdown. He's a tight end. He was a freshman. And he had gotten hit unexpectedly in practice in late September leading up to the game at Clemson this past season. He suffered an ocular concussion, that which affects the eyes. He did go through therapy. He went through therapy at the university. They actually sent him to a specialist as well. And unfortunately, he has been medically disqualified by the university. Now, He's a native of Baldensville, and it's been his dream to play for the home team, to play football. It's been it's what he wanted to do, and I'm sure he's just absolutely crushed. I don't think he is given any interviews to any media in Syracuse, and I feel just absolutely terrible for the guy and a young kid to have to go through that. Same type of situation Tyler had to go through, Tyler Morona. Yeah. Now, he has been given the option to retain his scholarship and finish school, but he can also transfer to another program. Just because he's medically disqualified from Syracuse doesn't mean he can't try to get cleared somewhere else.
Right.
So, you know, that's a tough road to hoe. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think the football team in these past couple of years has shown that they're not really going to risk, you know, the NCAA and certain people's medical stuff. If they have any questions, then they seem like they pretty much usually weigh on the side of the player's safety. But we have seen in the past couple of years players get medically disqualified from our team, but then go on and play other places too. So might be an option, but I just know that right now Syracuse isn't willing to take the risk as a university.
And that's what it is, you know, private school, you know, they're not going to
want to chance, you know. First of all, they probably don't want to chance the kid's health, let's be honest.
Right.
And on top of that, they don't want to chance a lawsuit saying, oh, he's cleared to play and have something worse happen, which everybody loses in that deal. So,
yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to Gabe Horan, and I just feel terrible for him, and I wish him the best in whatever he wants to do. So, and that's all, you know, that's all we can do. So, if anything else comes out on that, we'll let you guys know. On some good news, Jeffrey Gunter, he had received first-team All-Sun Belt Conference honors last season. He made 49 tackles, 11 for a loss with 5 sacks for Coastal Carolina. He's transferring to Syracuse. He signed a financial aid agreement with Syracuse football. He is going to be able to practice, but he's expected to sit out. Now, you may hear rumblings that he could apply for a waiver to play immediately, but either way, he's only going to be able to play 2 years in a 3-year span. So, the smart thing to do would be to practice with the team, sit out, practice with the team, and then come back strong junior and senior year. And that's usually what they do. And he's a good talent, and expect him to probably do that.
If he can get a waiver and play immediately, then I'm sure that he would take that route. But
oh, really? You think he would? You don't think he'd wait to play junior and senior year?
No, I don't think nobody's going to redshirt if they don't have to.
Okay.
Especially if they can help the team. And I think
defensive end, by the way, if you make
all conference anything, especially as a sophomore, he's ready for a level up and he's ready to challenge himself. I think that obviously if he did at the red shirt, he could take that time to get his body in shape, get a little bit stronger. And
that's what I was thinking. That's where I was going.
And pick the brains of, Alton Robinson, Kendall Coleman, try to learn some techniques to come back and have 2 years. I mean, that would be beneficial. But when it comes to a player, and especially if they can help the team,
you don't
redshirt if you don't have to.
True. Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, that's just my opinion. So,
and I went down the road of maybe being able to practice with the team and being able to get bigger, stronger, faster, and coming back your 2 years. When you're a senior, you're going to be ready to go. But I understand it. I get it. I do. But the other thing too is that Joe, we've seen some stuff on social media saying, oh well, he could sit out and play in the bowl game if we get a bowl game this year, kind of like Tristan Jackson and Abdul Adams did. But he's not actually enrolled.
Right.
So he got to wait
a
whole full
year. Spring, right? So that's a full calendar year. The only reason those guys got to play was because they came in the winter and they enrolled early. I think they enrolled in the winter sessions. So they got in early, and that allowed them to, by the time we got into a bowl season, they had already been there a full calendar year. So that's why they could play. In this case, I don't think he's going to be able to.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, that is it for your Syracuse football news. But if anything else pops up, we will be on it. So I mentioned the 16th-ranked Cardinals coming to the Dome Wednesday, February 20th, to play the Orange at 7 o'clock for a change. Thank you. They'll be coming off a close win against Clemson. Syracuse, of course, is coming off the road loss to NC State. The Orange and Louisville first met in 1964. The Cardinals would win the first 4 games of that series, and they would go on to win 7 straight from 2007 to 2011 during the Syracuse-Louisville Big East days. Those 7 straight under Pitino were part of a 5-12 overall record between Pitino and Boeheim, a friendly rivalry with those two, as Pitino, he was a former assistant at SU under Boeheim back in the day, so if you did not know. The last time we played Louisville was February 5th of last year, 2018. Syracuse would win that contest 78-73. They were led by Battle, scoring 25 points, and Howard with 22. This year, the 16th-ranked Cardinals sit 4th in the ACC standings. They are 18-8 overall, 9-4 in the ACC. They're led by Jordan Nwora. Right? Did I do that right? Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Proud of you.
Thank you. He's leading them in the scoring department. He averages 17.5 points a game, with two other guys behind him averaging double digits. They have some pretty decent wins to start off the year in non-conference. They beat Michigan State, and in the ACC, quality wins over North Carolina State, Virginia Tech, and UNC. Louisville also is ranked 16th. They also sit 16th in the net rankings, while Syracuse, after their loss, they have slipped to 50th. And, we'll see if we can't bump that number back up. But finally, the all-time series with the Cardinals sits at 9-18 in favor of the Cardinals. So, Pitino had Boeheim's number, man. It was never good.
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely wasn't.
It was not, because Pitino just spent so much time with Jim Boeheim. I think at one point Pitino lived with Julian Jim at some point. So, anyway, go ahead, Drew. I'll take over, buddy.
Well, again, it's a tough team. The only really good thing that we got going on, I mean, I don't want to say good thing, but Louisville, they've kind of looked a little shaky. The last five games, they've lost three out of the last five. In their last game that they had yesterday, they wanted to give that away to Clemson. So, again, you talked about Jordan Nwora, Dwayne Sutton, a couple of their main guys who score. Kristen Cunningham as well is another one. Steven Enoch, center, he's a really tall guy. Ryan McMahon, he can hit threes. This is another team that is very they got length and they got athletes, and those are some of those teams that scare me, because offensive boards, stuff like that, we're really going to have to be active, be into it. Effort's going to have to be there early. But, yeah, that's how they play. They play up in your face, but they got big guys that just attack, and they just attack the rim, which could help because of the fact that we do play a 2-3 zone. So, again, this is just another game where if you look at their schedule, like you talked about, they had a couple – what, they beat Michigan State? I think they had a couple other games where, you know, they were close games. They had a pretty tough non-conference schedule.
They lost to Pitt, too, though, and
but beat North Carolina. Well, I mean, almost every ACC team's going to have a bad loss.
Sure.
And, they beat North Carolina. That was their signature win so far in the ACC. But they've also lost to Florida State, but they beat Virginia Tech. So, again, you said that they lost to Pittsburgh, but they've pretty much beaten every other team they're supposed to. That's why they're fourth in the ACC, and they definitely are a dangerous team. They just haven't been shooting that well lately, and it's been turned into pretty much close games. I mean, Clemson had held them to 50-something points, so I'm not saying Clemson's a bad team. They've been playing good lately, but we definitely have to keep the defense steps up, and we come up and we show up with effort, since it's a week. We have a week since our last game. We should be rested. They just played Saturday, which, Saturday to Wednesday, they'll have, plenty of time. But we'll have a whole week to think about that loss down here in Raleigh against NC State. And, the effort, I think we're kind of back against the wall kind of type thing. I mean, I still think we're on the right side of the bubble, but back against the wall, home game, and we know what's coming. So hopefully we're not going to look ahead to game day at the Dome against Duke on Saturday. But
no, they. I don't think the players will, but the fans might. But
well,
what don't you like Louisville coming off of a win? Coming into the Dome, doesn't it make you feel a little bit optimistic?
I would have liked to have seen them win it a little bit more handily than the way that they did.
Yeah, they were at home too, so yeah.
Right, they were at home, and that almost happened. And I mean, sometimes
it was a freakish ending to that game, almost.
Well, yeah, absolutely, but that'll kind of put you on edge near the end and be like, "Damn, we got to straighten up." We almost lost that one.
And they hung with Duke too. Just on Tuesday, so
right.
Only lost by 2 points.
I think, again, we just have to show up with our defense. I think if our defense shows up and does what they can do, then I think it matches up pretty well against their offense, unless they start hitting a ridiculous amount of jumpers, obviously. But I think it can help. We just got to obviously limit the second chance points, and I think we have to limit, you know, turnovers and fast break points because they're pretty good at that too. And then we just have to control what we can control as far as free throws and our own turnovers, and hopefully we can shoot better this time around because little ridiculous, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's when they're shooting bad, they always shoot around the same, and it's really clear early a lot of times. You know, we had a couple games where, well, it's funny because we had a couple games where they had really solid first halves and came out and just stunk up the show in the second half, but we've also had the reverse. This is my thing with the Syracuse basketball team this year, is like, what team are we going to get at the Dome on Wednesday at 7 o'clock against Louisville? I feel like Louisville, I mean, I feel like it's very similar feel to me. I know they're ranked 16th, but I think NC State's really talented. I think they're similar in the type of game, maybe the level of difficulty, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. They beat NC State too, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean, this is another one. Like we said from NC State, we're moving on from NC State. But we did say, you know, this is one that's there during this tough stretch to get a buffer. This is another opportunity before you face Duke and then UNC.
Well, this would be more than a buffer. I mean, this is a bigger.
It is a bigger game. You're right. We talked.
I think they would have been quad one, but I think it would be a bigger win, especially the way that probably the people that do the brackets look at it. But yeah, I mean, coming talking about the next two after, or looking at the next two after Louisville, it looks like one that we kind of, like you said, have to get, because I think there's a lot of people that are assuming what the next two after that are going to be. So again, like you said, we know what the box scores and what it looks like when we lose, and if we shoot the percentages that we do when we've lost ACC games, then this is another team that's going to beat us 75-58. So we know what we have to do. And again, I think that we're going to come out and play good D, and hopefully
should be a good crowd too. 7 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, it's a ranked game, and I hope it's a good crowd because we kind of need it. So I hope that the fans can understand it.
Yeah. So anyways,
it's still Louisville, you know.
Yeah, I know. I get it, and they've had our number. I gave you some of the history. I know.
Yeah, for the most part with Patino, but this is a new.
I understand that.
Had a new coach last year, new coach this year. So,
but they were kind of in shambles last year, and we barely won. You know, I know they had the talent there, but you know, Patino gets pulled, and you know, everything was kind of sloppy. You know what I mean? A lot of controversy. It's easy to get you know, to get distracted as young kids playing like that. You know, so
yeah, understandable.
But all right, that's it. That's all I got. That's it. Yeah. Nice, quick, short, simple.
Yep.
So,
I'll get the MyBookie pick out when it gets out there, and
yeah. So that'll be probably Tuesday night or something, and you'll probably post it. Games at Wednesday at 7, so you'll probably post it at probably like Wednesday at like 6:30.
Here we go.
Something like that. Does that sound about right to everybody?
On my personal account.
Oh yeah, so one time the MyBookie pick never showed up. Did we talk about this? Did I bust your chops?
Yeah, you already talked about it. Okay. You don't have to talk about it again.
Well, one time, for anybody who doesn't know, one time the MyBookie pick did not show up. And I had looked all over for it. Joe said he posted it. And I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see Joe Georgievich. And he's got his MyBookie pick under his personal account. I'm like, Joe, I mean, what do you do? You got like 12 people following you, and didn't you realize what you've done?
Oh my god! Here we go.
Oh my gosh!
This is the last time I help you pronunciate names before the.
I did not get coached. Uh-huh. I did not get coached. Mm-hmm. Now you're lying. That is such a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You are so dead.
And you think everybody's going to believe you or me?
No, I think they will believe you. That's why it's pissing me off. All right, well, it doesn't matter. I can edit that out. In fact, I'm going to. Consider it done.
Here we go.
Let's see. Oh, look, if you are interested in betting online, always do your research. If you've never done it, make sure it's right for you. If you have done it, and then you know what to expect. I would urge you to go over to MyBookie. Look, live in-game betting, most rewarding player perks in the business. They can do over-under on how many points your fantasy player is going to score. I know that that's a huge thing. Joe does the fantasy. You doing fantasy baseball coming up, Joe?
Probably.
Join now. MyBookie will match you dollar for dollar on your deposit. So we get this dollar for dollar deal coming back. If you use promo code QS25 to activate that offer, visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code QS25 when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. Also want to thank Shabbatown Barbershop. Also want to thank JP Mulligans. Everybody knows that they have happy hour every Monday through Friday. 4 to 6, go there.
Yeah,
use it up. Go Ball. There for the basketball game and you know, Dollar Alpha Bats products. That's it. So that is all I got. We will be back here Thursday, I suppose, evening after the game.
Yeah.
Go Orange. I really do think that Syracuse can win this game. They've responded really good, I feel like, a couple times this season. After games where they struggled. So we'll see what we get.
Yeah.
Thanks to my bookie, Dick Splits. I'm Trail Americans, James on guitar. And you for listening. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.